My name is Kyle Doherty. I am 13 years old. Today is the 26th of November, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Bella Vista, Arkansas. What is a memory that's important to you?
Oh, I have lots of memories that I think they're important to me. A lot of them have to do with my family and also memories from my Air Force career. I graduated from University of Tulsa through ROTC and went directly into the Air Force and through pilot training. Spent 24 years in the Air Force, so I had lots of good friends in the Air Force. But I'm still very close to most of my family, and I think probably my memories that I most cherish are those of my family.
Makes these memories cherishable.
Well, it's usually things that we've done together, either been on vacations or have get-togethers of the family to celebrate birthdays and things like that.
So where's a place that you can't forget?
I'm not sure what place would be that I can't forget. I've been lots and lots of places all over the world, and they're very memorable. There's places in almost every country that is very memorable, but I'll still remember, for example, when I was your age, visiting my grandparents on a farm in northeast Oklahoma, and some of those memories come back to me, and I cherish those memories.
Okay. So, if there was a mistake in the past, or something you could fix in the past, what would it be and why?
Well, I'm sure there's been lots of mistakes made, even though I can't think of any real serious mistakes that I've made personally, because I usually think about the things I want to do before I attempt to do them. So I think there's been mistakes that everybody makes, perhaps is not trying as hard to do things as they should, and giving up too easily. And I think on rare occasions I have maybe given up something that I thought I might want to do and then just decide, oh, it's not worth the effort. And that would be the only thing that I could think of.
So how do you want to be remembered?
Well, I think I'd like to be remembered as a person that is thoughtful and caring of other people. Too many people jump off at somebody when a person makes a slight mistake of some sort, and they get mad and say things that they wish they had not said. And I try to be a person that is being remembered as being thoughtful and considerate of other people, as well as a person who likes to have a good time with their friends.
So far, do you think you've met those categories?
Yes,
other people.
I think so. I think that I still have lots of good friends who I enjoy being around them, and they seem to enjoy being around me, as well as most of my family members all consider me as a person that considers their thoughts and their ideas and their desires, and I hope I'll always be remembered that way.
If you can do anything in the world right now, what would you do?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean when you say anything in the world.
If you are almighty? Not almighty, sorry. If you can do anything right now, just go anywhere and do anything, what would you do?
I think I'd probably do the things I've been doing. Try to take care of myself and be prepared for the future and enjoy what life I have left. I've lived 81 years and I'm still going strong. I enjoy playing golf and visiting with friends and people and things like that, and I occasionally travel. The only things that, as far as places that I haven't been in the world that I think I might want to, would be to visit Australia and New Zealand, because I've been in most of the other parts of the world at one time or another.
So what do you want to see in Australia, New Zealand? Is something cool?
Well, I would like to just see what's there. I haven't been there, so I don't know. I know there's lots of interesting places to be in the United States, you know, major cities and landmarks such as the Grand Canyon or things like that here in this country. And you can go to other places in the world where, you know, in France, there's all kinds of things to see. They're historical, the same thing in almost every country in the world, and I'm sure that Australia has things like that, and you can look it up on the internet and get a feel for some of those things, but it's not like actually being there. So
I want to go to Australia.
Yeah, good.
So what was it like when you were a kid?
Oh, when I was a kid, I grew up with a large family. We were very poor, and everybody in the family worked. I started working probably at 10 years old in the summer. From about 12 to 14 years old, I worked in the hay fields. I worked on a New Holland pickup baler, and when I wasn't doing that, I would help mow lawns and such as things like that, and do chores around the house for the family. And I wasn't the only one. All my brothers and sisters did the same thing, and we had a good time, and we still have a good time when we get together. And
so as a kid, was it hard?
I guess it probably was hard, but it didn't seem hard to me. I didn't know anything else. It was, you lived every day. If you had chores to do, you did your chores, and you tried to find things to laugh about and just to have a good time.
So how do you think being a kid now would be different or changed from...
Oh, it would be much different now, because when I grew up... we didn't have television. We didn't have a house phone. We didn't have computers. We didn't have cell phones. For entertainment, we play games outside, such things as croquet or softball and sports like that, or run races around the block with other kids, or throw a ball up over the top of a house, a game called Annie Over, and those kinds of things. You don't see anything like that now. Most kids are doing something on a computer or chatting back and forth with other kids on the telephone, and we did everything person to person in those days.
So where would you go if you can go anywhere? Like you said... Yeah, you already said Australia and New Zealand, but...
Well, there's probably still a few places in this country that would be nice to go to. There's a few cities that I really haven't investigated. I've seen a lot of the major cities, but there's some other towns and cities that have notable places to go to. Probably one other thing I could go to when I think about it now would be to go to New England in the fall and see the fall colors in New England. I've been to New England, but not during the fall, to see how it would compare to, say, fall here in this part of the country.
So how do you think the world's changed from your past experiences to right now?
Well, it seems now that each we're seeing lots of difficulty with people in the Middle East who are trying to convince everybody that their way of life is the best. And I don't remember that being the case when I was young. And today our politics has become so partisan, where they don't seem to work together like they should, and everything is one party thinks they're right and the other party thinks they're wrong, and they don't want to do really get together and stop thinking about what the party wants, but they should think about what all the people of this country want.
I think that's do you think politics is mainly what changed? Is there anything else that, like?
Well, certainly, everything in the world has changed so much with modernization. You know, our streets and highways are so much better than they used to be. Our vehicles are smart vehicles and a great comfort, and travel is so much easier now. We have such good airplanes, can go all over the country quickly, versus when I grew up as a kid, people needed to go from where they lived to several thousand miles away, would either have to go by train or by bus, and sometimes it took several days, so there's just a lot of difference. And even food, so much of the foods today, everything's prepackaged, and instead of things having to be made from scratch. So it's quite a difference in the lifestyles today than they were when I was young.
So what's another memory that you can't forget?
Oh.
Something you just, like, remember, something that kind of stands out.
Well, I don't know what immediately popped in my mind. I wasn't sure what you meant, but
something, a memory like from a while ago.
I certainly I can't think of anything right offhand that I want to talk about.
Okay. So what's just a memory?
What's that?
Like anything you can remember.
Oh, I can remember all kinds of things, you know.
Something like cool.
Well, what comes to mind, which unfortunately is a thing everybody has to face, is I remember my wife, your grandmother, every day. And I lost her a few years ago, and that's life, the way things are. But I don't think this is the time or the place to go into that.
Okay. Well, this will conclude our recording. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think you're doing a good job. Keep it up. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.